My name is Constance Lafontaine. I'm the Associate Director of Aging Communication Technologies, and we're a research project that is funded by SHRC. And we work at Concordia University, but with partners internationally and within the community in Montreal. ACT is a university project that is about aging. So it's been crucial for us since the beginning to really incorporate intergenerationality at every step. And so we didn't want seniors to come in as just participants in research, but we really want to engage them at every step of the research process or of production processes as well. So one of the ways that we have worked intergenerationally or tried to really implement this is to include seniors as part of our governing board. So really they have a hand in deciding what projects go forward and how to steer the project overall intellectually. And we've also built a research stream that's specifically called Agency in Aging. And within that, we use approaches such as participatory action research and research creation to create really concrete projects with seniors and with the community. And this includes a lot of creative configurations of digital training for seniors. So working intergenerationally is really a core part of what we do, but it's also something we always have to work at making a reality and really think of how we include intergenerationality as a meaningful part of what we do. Media studies and communication studies tend to be generally interested with how younger people engage with media. And as well, students we work with at Concordia tend to belong to a younger demographic. So through that, it becomes easy to exclude older populations from the university. So in working with these projects with older people, we really try to build these engagements between young communication scholars who will become researchers or practitioners in media and with older people. And also, while they're doing this, they learn a lot from older people about technology and about media, because older people have been living for a long time and have known a lot of quote-unquote new technologies. Making a lab space truly inclusive is actually a very difficult thing to do, especially when we're working in a university setting that has very specific parameters, including a lot of bureaucratic parameters. So I don't know to what extent I'd say that our lab per se is a completely inclusive one, but it's really with that spirit that we've tried to develop our project and the space that we inhabit in downtown Montreal. So on one hand, we share our lab space with a community partner. They're called RECA, Respecting Elders, Communities Against Abuse. And so we work with them. They're here every Thursday. We share meals. We have conversations. And I really think it's through those really informal exchanges that we've been able to come up with really interesting creative projects with them. But on the other hand, we have this specific space, but what's really important about our lab, I think, is our reluctance to define it as a specific place and our willingness to leave it and to not be bound spatially by it. So most of the projects we do are actually spread out throughout the Montreal community. And it's really important for us to leave our university and to go in these places and to actually interact with people where they're most comfortable. And there are a number of reasons for this, but from just a research perspective, it's really important to gather information about the context and to understand how their experiences are located. Also, what I've noticed is that we try to create these workshops, these events, these projects in the university, and they're great, they're successful, people come out for them, but it tends to happen that the seniors who come out are those who are already the most engaged with the community. They're already the ones who are least isolated. And in a sense, this can reify some ideals around quote-unquote active aging. So one of the things that we've tried to do is really focus, to really think about critically the heterogeneity of aging and how aging happens differently for different people, but also to really keep an eye on intersectionality. And in our case, in thinking about digital engagement, to really think about social class. and how one's ability to engage with a digital world is really dependent on class in a lot of cases. So for us, going outside of the university and going into low-income housing in Montreal has been a way for us to do this. So when we think of a lab and making it inclusive, it's not only for us a place, but it's a way of mobilizing people, equipment, ideas, methods, and so forth, and with them to create an openness in different places in the community. Collaboration has been very important in terms of setting up our lab and in terms of every single project that we're engaged in. On one hand, of course, we're working with a lot of communities in a variety of projects. So when I was mentioning earlier that we need to really involve communities and seniors at every part of the research process, this includes the design and sitting down together and brainstorming ideas and actually thinking of genuine projects that we want to move forward together. And I think this is a key part, is really thinking about collaboration as a genuine engagement. And this keeps everyone, I think, interested and motivated. Another part of this collaboration, I think, is in terms of thinking about training of students and training of research assistants. We've been able to include students as leaders in research projects, in giving them a lot of leeway to develop ideas, to develop projects, to work with communities. And so in terms of thinking about the collaborative strength of a lab, of a project, and so forth, I think it's really important to also recognize how students are really key collaborators in the work that's being done in universities.